freedom of speech is a human right. There are so many other freedom that is the right of the human. For example, the right of not being observed all the time. You are here all the time under the cameras. Then it's not the real freedom. We understand that in which dilemmatic situation we are living. From one side, we are going to be more narcissistic, that's the best. From the other side, we are going to lose all of the materiality. That's the ego situation, ego and narcissist. As I use it as an applied art of mythology, we can see each other in the form of a very grand narrative named ego and narcissist. The West is narcissist, too perfect, but reduced into one point of view, very clear, but not so omnipresent. It's always reductive, but perfect and materialistic. On the other hand, we see the East. That means, for example, we have a very vast narrativity. It's like the eco. They are very good in saying the narratives and the stories, like Rumi. But what fails here is the materiality. They always neglecting from the, for example, the woman. For example, the women should be go under the hijab. That's the weak zone of this side. Then our project that to make the Rumi as a narrative, that's to give the voice back to the ego and make it materialistic too. That means to make a bridge between East and West through narratives. We need new narratives. And it's very important in these times with so many refugees. We need a very good narrative. We need to talk in the form of applied kind of mythology to mend the cleavage, to mend the one that exists already between the West and the East.